Thursday, Milwaukee County's Board of Supervisors will vote on whether to fund construction of the reimagined Milwaukee Domes, the city's horticulture conservatory. The plan, which comes with a price tag of $5 million per year for the next 6 years, would renovate the iconic Domes facility and Mitchell Park on the near south side. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez talked with Domes Alliance CEO Krista Beale Diefenbach about the project. She says when the domes opened in the 60s, the city quickly fell in love with the beehive-shaped glass bubbles.
I mean, that's what they were actually described at the time, these glorious glass bubbles, which were a willful act of hope. And if you think about that, this was a demonstration project. This was meant to be. We're in the middle of an industrial valley. You have these smokestacks that were just coming out everywhere. And then from that, these bubbles that burst into the air. And it just was, I think, this amazing opportunity for civic pride and to really lean into this idea of Milwaukee is a world-class city and therefore deserves to have a world-class conservatory.
Can I ask then, over the years, what happened to the domes?
Well, of course, we know this is a story of the fiscal challenges facing the county. There was no money for deferred maintenance. We lacked the amenities to create a sustainable business model. And so what I mean by that is that the county had to cover our deficit budget every year. And that went on year after year after year. And today, that's over $1 million that they're covering. And that deferred maintenance, that's what happens when you don't, you know, replace your windows in your house, then other things start to go wrong and bad. And then it becomes so costly that we're sitting with a capital project that is well outside of the reach of Milwaukee County. And that's really what happened. If you think about this, there was this like downward spiral. But I think the important thing that I'd like your listeners to know is that, yes, there is this idea of the domes being very challenged, and it's just this project is complex and it feels like a lot. But the reality is the domes are also in many ways this source of strength. You know, if you look at our last several years of operations, we arrested that downward spiral. So, you know, when I started 4 years ago, we had 1,800 members, and today we have over 5,000. We were serving a couple thousand children through our school field trip program. Today, we're well over 5,000. You know, our admissions was at 100,000, and, you know, now we're creeping up toward 300,000. I mean, that is a story of strength and a story of opportunity, but I think it's oftentimes not one that the community hears or understands.
What happens next?
We are heading into the vote from the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors on Thursday. So that will be their opportunity to, again, endorse this policy, which they had endorsed back in November of 2024. And that was to allow us to continue moving forward. That included a $30 million commitment from Milwaukee County, as well as the approval for us to go on the National Register of Historic Places. So we're working our way through that process. And then it also endorsed the idea of Milwaukee Domes Alliance taking over operations and transitioning into, you know, this new role. So when they vote on Thursday, what they're really voting for is the annual appropriation of $5 million, which, of course, is what we had requested as part of that $30 million. So it would be paid over 6 years, $5 million. So we have Milwaukee County that's contributing $30 million. We're asking our philanthropic community to contribute $35 million. We're also leveraging tax credit financing. So that's going to bring in almost another $35 million. So you put all of that together and we're able to create this capital stack that makes this project possible. And, you know, that's definitely part of the strength of this project is our ability to leverage all of those different funding areas.
That was Krista Beale Diefenbach, CEO of the Milwaukee Domes Alliance. She spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez.